Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Chukas, Tavshanayin Tess. A learner should be in Schutzofur Shlempa Bark Tzvi Berif Kabat, Yabesar Shachar Yisrael, Devahenech Mordechai, for the Simcha Besar Shachar Yisrael, Tzipor Lebechai Masha Besar Shachar Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Linsk. The Pasuk says, Vaydav Hashem Moshe Lemor, Aaron Lemor, Zos Chukas HaToyra Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. This is the law of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded saying, goes on to talk about Paraduma. But says Rabbi Menachem Mendel Linsk, you have to look a little deeper in these words, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Limor. Says the Rabbi Menachem Mendel Linsk, learning Torah is a beautiful thing, but it's got to be done bepeh. And that's exactly with your mouth, it's got to be done orally. Zos Chukas HaTorah, the rule of the Torah is, Asher Tziva Hashem Limor. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do it Limor. Limor, V'lo B'lachash B'Ripayon. When you're learning Torah, it's got to be with out loud, it's got to be focus, it's got to be verbal. And at the end of the day, it's got to be able to inspire others and inspires you. And even Rishonim Echram who say that at the end of the day, this is the ultimate way to be able to learn Torah. But maybe we could say a little deeper. Why is it that it's Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Limor? A part of learning is to be able to sing it out loud. Because we know famously from Navoris Yisrael, the Kushar Ser Magid, we've quoted this before, he tells us that in his parish on Perkei Avos, Ki Adam La'omo Yula, the Pasuk says, in Eiv, I believe, we are in this world to work. Ki adam la'amal yulad, says Davoris Yisrael. La'amal does not just mean to work. La'amal stands for four words. Lilmod al menas lamed. We learn in order to teach. We learn Torah in order to teach others. And when we speak about it, when we say it out loud, not only does it affect us, but it also affects everyone around us. It helps us remember it, but also inspire everyone else around it. A beautiful idea from Menachem Mendel of Linsk. In a beautiful edition from Navodis Yisrael, Kushar Ser Magid, Ki Odom Lomo Yula. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Tefer Shmuel of Alexander Rebbe, the brother of Yismach Yisrael, the Tefer Shmuel. Pasuk Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yod. The Pasuk says, we're talking about the Paraduma and the Tahara of Echibes, Ha'osiv is Efer, Ha'paras Begadov. And one who launders his clothing, he should put the Paraduma, Yitime Azarev, and he's going to be impure until night. Says the Tefer Shmuel, beautiful insight. He says, V'chibes, you want to know how to get Tahara, you want to know how to be purified and how to be laundered and how to be mikvad, if that's a verb I could use. Hi, says the Pasuk, Ha'osef, gather together. Koach of Achdus brings Tahara. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we actually care about his nation, we care about his people, then we'll be zochet to the Tahara. V'chibes, you want Tahara? Ha'osef, gather together. And I think this reminds me of the original Rebbe's idea. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov's on his deathbed. And he's about to tell, at the beginning of Revi, he's about to tell his children, when Mashiach is going to come, and the Ruach HaKodesh takes away. But the Pasuk says, Hey Osvu, Lachem Ma'agidach Me'esach Ba'abachas Hayom. Gather together so I can tell you what's going to be at the end of the days. Says the original Rebbe, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the when. But the how slipped through. The how got through. If you gather together, then you'll be zochah v'agid lachem ma'achas yom. And then you'll be zochah to have the Mashiach. Then you'll be zochah to have the days of Mashiach. Beautiful insight of the Tefer Shmuel. And a beautiful insight of the original Rebbe. They're at the same lashon of ha'osef and he'asu. Of gathering together. Coming as one unified nation. Especially now in the time before the 3 weeks. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak. Quoted by the Mayana Shel Torah, Perek Chaf Pasukei, Klal Yisrael are complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Miriam Zef. Lama Yisrael Mitzrayim Laviyot Son Al Makom Arazeh, Lama Kom Zera Seinu Vegevav Rima On Mayim Ein Nishlos. Why did you take us out of Egypt to this evil place? There's no pomegranates, there's no plants, figs, grapes, and there's no water. Says the Kehilas Yitzchak, how are you to understand? They don't even have water. Are we going to actually think that they're grumbling about plants, figs, grapes, or pomegranates? They just want the basic needs. They just want water. Why is it at the end of the day, how could they even say that they wanted these delicacies, the fruits, just when you're starving or when you're thirsty, all you want is water. What's going on over here? Says the Kehilas Yitzchak, you have to look at the trup. Look at the trup of the words, lo mikom zero te'ina. Lo, if there's a psik, the nagina is called a psik. What's a psik? You have to stop. The word is lo. Lo. We're not going to say that we never dream of complaining about a shortage of figs and grapes. That's what they're saying. Don't read it, lo mekom zera, this is not a place of pomegranates. It's no. Lo, we're not, lo, I'm not going to even complain about this. I'm not going to start complaining about all these delicacies. Right? The Vilna Gaon also does this all the time. When you look at the trup, sometimes the trup gives you a little a deeper meaning of what's going on behind the words. Of course they're not complaining about these fruits. Lo, a hefsek, a psik, then tell the Rebbe, of course we're not going to complain. And I think this shows mamash the beauty of the Torah, that every letter, every word, and every trup has such beauty, such depth behind it. Which actually, a few psukim later, there's another beautiful insight into the depth of Torah as well. Right? Idea from the Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Pasuk says in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches, Kachas Amateh, Hakas Eid Atav Aron Achicha, V'dibartim La'Sela, speak to the rock, Le'ineh V'nasen Meimah, V'hotseisa Lehem Mayim Min HaSela. And water will come out from the Sela. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, if you look at the word Sela, if you spell the word Sela, spell B'milui, in the word Gematria, Milui means that you spell out the word Sela. So Samach is Samach Mem Chafsofis. Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet. And Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. And if you take the little middle letters of Samach, Lamed, and Ayin, right, those middle little letters, if you spell it out, what does it come to? Comes the word Mayim. Samach Lamed Ma'ayin. If you take the middle letters of Samach, right, the Mem of Samach and the Mem of Lamed and the Yud of Mayim, you mix it around, you get Mayim. And that's exactly what the word where the words mean back into the pasuk. The Hosesa Lahem Mayim Min Hasela. And water will come out from the rock. Of course, where else would it come from? Mayim, this says the Be'er Mayim Chaim a little deeper. Mayim from the word Sela, when you spell that B'milui. It just shows us the beauty and the depth of the Torah, beautiful inside the Kilas. Let's talk, looking at the Trup and the Be'er Mayim Chaim, finding every little essence, every little letter, every single word, such so deep into the Torah. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Zerah Kodesh of Rapshitz. Pasuk says in Chav Av Hey, Aydaber Ha'am Elokim and Moshe. The people spoke against Hashem and Moshe. There's no food and there's no water, and our soul is at its limit with the insubstantial food. And Rashi quotes, and Rashi says, right? The mud inside was inside the parts of their body. They call it insubstantial. They said, this mud is destined to blow up in their innards. Can there be a one born of woman who ingests but does not excrete? Meaning at the end of the day, we're sick of the mun. We can't just have this. We can't just have mun, right? They didn't go to the bathroom when they had the mun. So at the end of the day, they were saying they were done with the mun. Says the Zerah Kodesh, there's something deeper. What were they actually saying in this midrash? Klum yesh yilod isha shenachnis v'inamotzi. Can there be a one born of a woman who ingests but doesn't excrete? He says, rationally, logically, of course maybe that wouldn't work. But the Jewish people don't work in a teva world. We don't live in a natural world. We live in a malam in a teva. We live in a supernatural world. At the end of the day, the doctors in the hospital give up. A Jew never gives up because we live in a malam in a teva. Says Zerah Kodesh. The whole sin over here was what? The sin was that they didn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu could go above and beyond for them. Having the emuna b'Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants, and he could defy the nature whenever he wants. And this reminds me to the Reish Kodesh we spoke about a few weeks ago, Parsha Shalach, Perek Yugimah Pasuk Lamed, when Kalev says that everyone's very scared about these giants, and Kalev says, Ki yachol nuchala, we could do it, don't worry. Says the Reish Kodesh in 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto. What does Ki yachol nuchala mean? How's that a rational response back to giants? Says the Eish Kodesh, it wasn't a rational response. It was telling telling Klal Yisrael, stop thinking logically, stop thinking rationally. Live l'malam min hatel ki yachol nuchala. The Rebbeinu Shom could go l'malam min hateva. We just have to have a muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go l'malam min hateva. And that is exactly what the Zerah Kodesh is saying here. The whole sin by the water, the whole sin by the mun, was that at the end of the day they didn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go above and beyond. Especially right over here by the Nachash, they didn't think a Kadosh Baruch Hu could go above and beyond, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the snakes and burned the people, and a lot of Klal Yisrael died. Because our job, says the Kodesh, is to go above and beyond, to have a munah of the Bona Shalom, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could defy nature and go above and beyond. Beautiful insight of the Zerah Kodesh and the Eish Kodesh. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Yisra Bracha, quoted in the Imre Shal, the Yisra Bracha of Majitz. The Pasuk says, beginning of Shishi, Perech of Av Pasuk Yod, by Yisu Menei Yisrav Ayachanu Ba'ovos. Klai Yisrael journey and they camped at Ovos. Yisu mei Ovos v'yachnu b'iyah ha'ovorim b'midbar asher p'nei Moav. They journeyed from Ovos and they encamped at the ruins of the pass in the wilderness facing Moav. Says the Yisra Bracha. If a Jew doesn't, avos doesn't just mean the place of avos, but if a Jew leaves the menhagim of his forefathers, you leave the menhagim of your parents and the menhagim of Klai Yisrael, then what happens? You'll be zocher to encamp in the ruins of Moab. You'll unfortunately come to the punishments, because our job is to stand strong to the Mesorah, to our menhagim, to our parents, to the menhagim of our leaders, to the menhagim of our teachers. To stand strong to our faith from our parents, from our rebbeim, from our moras, from our role models. And this reminded me to an idea that Rav Shechter just quoted in last week's parsha. Rav Shechter on the parsha Parshas Korach. That when the Reform movement first began in Europe, and I quote from Rav Shechter, when the Reform movement first began in Europe, it was led by Orthodox trained rabbanim who had pure motivations. The Baal Batim in Germany did not understand the davening in Lashon HaKodesh, and the rabbanim felt that davening in the German language would lead to an improvement in tefillah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch even writes in Orach Chaim Siman Samach Beis Siv Beis that one does fulfill his obligation if he recites Kriyat Shema in translation. In addition, in the context of Tefillat Tzibur, davening in the vernacular is permitted. So what was the mistake, says Rav Shechter? What was the mistake of this Reform movement? The mistake of those Rabbanim was that they failed to consult the Gedolei Hador. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Marglios, and the Chasam Sofer were all alive at the same time. And after the enactment of davening in the vernacular, they advanced different arguments in opposition of the new practice. Even if it is based on a clear ruling in the Shulchan Aruch, a major change in the Nusach of Tefillah requires consultation with greater Rabbanim to make sure the Pesach conforms to tradition. It says of Shechter, at the end of the day, they had the Shulchan Aruch, but they had to talk to the Gedolei Hador to be able to make sure before they started changing everything. We all know what happened when they did that. That is exactly what the Yisa Bracha is saying here. Stay close to the traditions of our avos, and if a Jew doesn't chas v'shalom, they're going down the wrong path. Vayachnu bi'ivei avarim to the ruins, the passes, and facing Moav. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea we said from Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Linz. Torah's got to be said out loud bepeh. And we said, why dafka bepeh and not balachash? Not quietly, because Avraham Yisrael says, "Ki adam amalui lulad." We're in this world in order to work. L'amal stands for lima amanas l'lamed. In this world to learn, in order to teach. Learning Torah is not just for ourselves. We learn to be able to spread and inspire to connect others as well. The second idea from Yishmael, the Shmuel Tzvi of Alexander to Tver Shmuel, Parak Yutes, Pasuk Yud, the Chibes, then Heosef. You want to get to the Tahara. When you have to get the chibes, then it's got to come to us. It's got to have the achdus. When you come together as one, then you'll be zocher to have the tremendous tahara. And that's what the original Rebbe said, Yaakov Yenu, saying, Heosvu lachem agid ochem esar chabachis hayomim. Gather together, then you'll be zocher to have the Mashiach. You'll be zocher. Heosvu is loshen ha'osef, the same gathering together. The third idea from the Kilas Yitzchak. How could it be that the Klai Yisrael, they're crying about these pomegranates? Of course they're not crying about the pomegranates. You have to look at the trup, says the Kilas Yitzchak. Lo! First read it, lo, we're not going to talk about Mekom Zerah Tehen V'Gefen. We're not going to start crying about these things. All we want is water, right? It shows us the beauty of the Torah. Every translation, every trap is so deep. And that's what the Bayram Chaim says, I mean, a few psukim later, the Yatsu Mayim Min HaSela, when the water came out from the rock, he says, the Bayram Chaim, you have to spell out the word Sela. Sela is Samach Mem Chaf, Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalad, and Mayim is Mem, and Ayin is Ayin Yun Mem. Spells out, if you take the middle letters, mem, yud, which is all mayim. Take out the word mayim out of the word sela. And it shows the beauty of the Torah. Every letter, every trup is so beautiful in the Torah, it's so deep. The Zera Kodesh tells us in Paperichav Av Pasuk Hey that at the end of the day, Rashi says that what a woman, there could there be a woman who takes in so much and they don't excrete? Says the Zera Kodesh, of course, a Jew can be living in a rational world, but the major sin over here by the man, by the complaining, by the nachash was that we didn't believe that Rabbanu Shem could go above and beyond. We didn't believe that Rabbanu Shem could go above and beyond. Part of having a moon is to know that Rabbanu Shem could do whatever he wants in the world and stop thinking logically and rationally even when all the doctors have given up. A Jew could go l'malim in a teva, Kodesh Baruch Hu could go above and beyond for us. And that's exactly what the Ish Kodesh says in 1940. Ki yacho nuchala. How's that an answer to the Meraglim? The Meraglim who said there are such giants. No, it wasn't an answer to them. Kalev is saying, stop thinking logically and start thinking l'malim in a teva. And that's what emunah is. Yisa Brach Amadja says, as soon as a Jew goes away from the traditions of his forefathers, v'yusu me'ovos, you go away from the traditions, v'yachem b'yivei avarim, then you're going down the wrong path, a path of machrivus olamo, you're going to a path of ruins. Our job, says Rav Shechter, is to stay close to the traditions, and that's where the Reform rabbis of that generation, they had the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ephraim Margulis, they didn't go to them, and that's exactly why they went downhill. Our job is built to connect to our leaders, connect to our tradition. We should be zocher b'ez Hashem to learn Torah out loud. We learn Torah to be able to teach others the koch of Achdus, the purification of Achdus, to look at the deeper essence of every letter, every word, and every trap of the Torah. To have the muda l'malim in a teva, and to know we have to stay close to our traditions, to stay close to our Mesorah. Shkoyach.